Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Hello and welcome to day three of Tooncast Beyond's 25 Days of Christmas 2016. I am, of course, TFU and Mike. Tooncast Beyond is brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. And here on day three, we're going to start over this day and the next 2 days following it. It's a Cartoon Network kind of Christmas because joining me is Doug Abel. Hello.
Hello, sir.
And today, we're going to be talking about Dexter's Laboratory. Dexter versus Santa's Claus.
Oh, God. I laughed when I saw the title. I thought it was just... Originally, I thought, oh, Dexter versus Santa Claus. And then I looked at it and I went, no. Even better.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Oh.
Oh, man. But this... So, as you know, the first 2 days of 25 Days of Christmas, we did... I had Steve on. We did The Year Without a Santa Claus, and Santa Claus was coming to town. And this one, like I said, the next 3 days, we're doing kind of Cartoon Network kind of stuff. Day seven will be a Nickelodeon thing, day six will be a Nickelodeon thing, and then day seven will be something that I am completely dreading. Has something to do with Yaxmas, and that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, God.
Crap. Friggin' scooters. So yeah, we are here to talk Dexter's Lab.
If there's no Santa Claus, then how do the presents get under the tree every Christmas morning?
Isn't it obvious? Haven't you heard? Sister, let me lay it on you. Word! Oh! Dad dressed up in the Santa get up, and then he puts his car up on the roof. He makes the car look like a sleigh, dear. And Mom dresses up just like a reindeer. She greases up Dad so she can slide down the chimney and put all our presents around the tree. Then Mom pulls him up, and by, they drive down the roof and into the sky. You go to the window because you heard a little sound and see Santa fly by before they all hit the ground. Everybody say, hoy-o!
Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah. We're here to talk Dexter's Lab now. Were you into this show at all? Because we've done Dexter's Lab on Tooncast before, so
yeah,
you weren't. But what are your overall thoughts on Dexter in general?
Personally, I think that some of the other things that Jenny Tartakovsky did instead of Dexter, like with Dexter's Lab, like the Justice Friends.
Right,
I like them a whole hell of a lot better. You know, Dial M for Monkey, that sort of stuff. Dexter's Laboratory was just... The plot of it was so god-awful stupid. I'm sorry. 90% of it was Dexter dealing with Dee Dee sneaking into his laboratory. You know. It just didn't hold very much interest. Now, this one particular episode, the Christmas episode, was okay.
Yeah. So, for those that don't know, this is the third part of episode 37 in season 2 of Dexter's Lab. As we said, Dexter versus Santa's Claus. The overall plot, Dexter wants to prove to Dee Dee that Santa Claus doesn't exist, so he sets up a monitoring system on the roof. A man in red finally shows up, and when he enters the living room, Dexter tries to take a picture to prove that it's just his dad in a Santa suit. When Santa resists, Dexter decides that more drastic measures must be taken, taking the chase from the bedroom to the rooftop to the skies.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, I, like, I wonder what the heck was going on with Cartoon Network at this point, because could they not actually pay a voice actor to be Santa more than just being a ho-ho-ho? Because, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
You know, they could have gotten, you know, hey, I'm sure Clancy would have been willing to do Santa Claus again. Well, before this, because he was Santa Claus later for Phineas and Ferb.
Yep.
But, hell, Clancy would have done it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I enjoyed this. I thought it was fun. There's really not a lot to this. It's your standard Santa exists, no he doesn't argument. I wish they would have done more. Like, I don't know if they've done any other Christmas episodes for Dexter. I've tried looking, and I think this is the only one. Because what I've done is, just so you know, everybody else has already heard this, I've been playing this 25 Days of Christmas since about 2014. So about 2 years. About 2 years ago, I went in to Wikipedia and I typed in list of Christmas cartoons in the United States. Pulled up an entire list. I got 2 years worth of 25 Days. I got 50 episodes, 50 podcasts out of this list.
Good Lord.
So... yeah, because when you add in all the Simpsons stuff and Animaniacs and anyway, yeah, we'll get to that next year. But this is a fun little show. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was a nice departure at the same time, still keeping with Dexter's format. And to see that Dee Dee is the one, those better not be my presents, to see her be the one that wants the presents all the time, and it's a little refreshing.
I have to say, probably the best part of this thing for me was seeing Santa shaved.
Yeah.
He looked like some sort of weird baby-faced, you know, fat guy, and it looked wrong, but it looked hilarious at the same time.
Yes. Yes, it did. It's just one of those things where everything they did in this was to not necessarily spoof or pay homage to various Christmas things, but to put their own spin on it, to put Tartakovsky's spin on it, I guess. I'm trying to think what else we can say about this. Because, well, like, originally I thought, okay, when I went and looked for this, I thought that it was a full, like, I didn't realize it was just a 5-minute thing. I thought it was, you know, a little bit longer. And it's funny that the Powerpuff Girls thing that we'll talk about on day 5, that I thought was going to be shorter than what it was. But what were you going to say the interesting thing about this is?
One thing I thought that was kind of interesting as I was looking at it, when they shaved Santa Claus and you saw Santa Claus's face, mm-hmm. I can definitely see where Genndy Tartakovsky got his influences from. He has said in the past that he's always liked Popeye. And looking at Santa Claus shaved, very much a Popeye face. Mm-hmm. And knowing that Tartakovsky wanted to do a Popeye movie... yeah. I could definitely see that, and you could definitely see the influence there. So it was kind of nice.
Yep, exactly. So anything else you want to say about Dexter versus Santa Claus or Dexter's Lab in general?
I don't really care for the show. Never really did.
This isn't going to make your I must watch this every Christmas list, is it?
Oh, hell no. I've got Wacko's Wish and Year Without a Santa Claus, and there are others that are up there much more than this. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer definitely sits up higher than this.
Oh, absolutely. That movie's awesome. All right, folks, I know this is really short today, but that's some of them are going to be this short. Where can the people reach you on Twitter and all that stuff?
You can actually reach me at, God, you're going to give me hell for this because I still haven't changed the name, at Sprizzout Sprzout on Twitter.
What the hell does that even mean?
It's a long story. I'll tell you off air. That or I'll share it on, you know, Talking About My Generation at some point, which is my podcast. And you can go find that out at mygenerationpodcast.com or on Facebook. You can find us over there as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, folks, tune in to day four for Johnny Bravo. So, 69ing the Christmas tree. Yikes.
Oh, God.
Hoo-ha.
Huh, just...
Ha-ha! Wow, I didn't know you had a Bravo in you. I know you got Marvin around, but I didn't know you had... Wow, that's yikes.
That's about all I can pull off is mental pudding.
All right. Sorry that this is so short, folks, but again, I'm really kind of reaching here on 25 Days of Christmas. It will get better as the days go along, so if you guys want to skip this episode, please do so. But anyway, we'll see you tomorrow for Johnny Bravo's "'Twas the Night." The shitter was full.
Yeah, ooh, all right, knock it off. Give me that.
My microphone.
You're nuts. Everybody knows Santa Claus is real. He lives up in the North Pole with 1,000 happy elves working hard making toys for me. And all of the other good little boys and girls. So I don't know where you get the stuff about Dad being Santa Claus. It just doesn't...